This is Public Radio Weekend. I'm David Brown. If you've ever had a hankering for an RC Cola and a moon pie, then brothers and sisters, we have something in common. A genuine appreciation for a Southern culinary tradition best appreciated on a hot Saturday afternoon. In a pinch, some may reach for a Coke instead of the RC Cola, which is sometimes hard to find these days. But there's really no substitute for that moon pie, a confection that's a little like a big marshmallow sandwich between two layers of graham crackers, all generously coated in chocolate. Nowadays, they come in vanilla and banana-flavored varieties, but let's not quibble with the purists. Instead, let's do as they're doing in Bell Buckle, Tennessee today, where they're celebrating this confectionery combination at the RC Cola and Moon Pie Festival, and where Public Radio Weekend's Hal Humphreys is pounding down a few moon pies himself, no doubt. Hal, is your mouth too full to talk to us?
Actually, I'm full, but my mouth is not too full. I'm pretty good right now. How are you, David?
I'm doing all right. Why a festival and why Bell Buckle, Tennessee?
Why a festival and why Bell Buckle? Well, the folks in Bell Buckle were sitting around about 8 years ago and decided they wanted to celebrate the anniversary of the moon pie, and they said, well, let's just hold a festival. So 9 years later, there's about 25, 30,000 people in town.
Mostly locals, or they come from all over?
They come from all over. I've seen folks on Harley Davidsons coming from around the country. There's a lot of local folks, but folks come from all around the state.
Sounds like there's a lot of background noise there. What's going on around you?
Well, there's some folks on the stage right now. Lonzo and Oscar just finished up their set on the stage. They were playing everybody's favorite song, an RC Cola and a Moon Pie. And some folks are getting ready right now to occupy this 10-foot round wading pool.
Excuse me, a wading pool?
It's a 10-foot round wading pool, and they're going to have the People's Bank of Bedford County's Synchronized Wading Extravaganza.
A synchronized swim in celebration of the RC Cola and Moon Pie, you're telling me.
Absolutely, and the actors are all dressed up right now. They tell me they've got 12 costume changes, 7 set changes, and it's a full-on production.
You know, for those of us who grew up in the South, it sounds like, you know, it seems like moon pies have been around forever. Does anyone really know how this phenomenon came about?
Well, there's a story that I've heard. There was a guy, I can't remember his name, but he started off in early 1900s. He was a salesman for the Chattanooga Bakery. And he goes to the coal mines and he asks these guys up in Kentucky what kind of snack they need. And they said, well, we need something that's small, that'll fit in our lunchbox, something that's filling, and something that tastes good. He asked the guy, he said, about how big do you want it? And as the guy was looking around, the moon's coming up, and he takes his big miner's hands up and frames the moon, and he says, about that big. So that's how the moon pie got its birth.
I see. Now, what else goes on this afternoon? I guess it's a full day of activities, right?
It's a full day of activities. It actually started this morning at 7 o'clock. They had a 10-mile run, which I did not partake in. There are crafts fair booths all around town. Right now, people are... there are literally about 30,000 people crowded in Main Street. And I'm looking forward to a treat later on this afternoon.
And what are you specifically referring to there?
Well, there's a tradition here in the South, I'm sure you know of it. If you can batter it, we can fry it.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yep, they've got a fried moon pie.
Well, we'll have to check back in with you later, and maybe you can tell us about how that tastes.
I'll be glad to do that.
All right. Well, Hal Humphreys will be checking back in with you later on Public Radio Weekend. Thanks for joining us, and watch yourself there. You don't want to stuff yourself.
Well, I'm probably going to go home a big old fat boy, but I'm going to have a good time this afternoon. We'll talk to you later on, David.
Yeah, that's what you get for missing that 10K run this morning, by the way. That's Hal Humphreys, Public Radio Weekend's correspondent, speaking with us from the RC Cola and Moon Pie Festival down in Bell Buckle, Tennessee. I'm David Brown. This is Public Radio Weekend.